from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I am Pastor Roland, and today we're going to have a really good program. I am going to talk a little bit about why I am here and how you can benefit from this program. The world, ladies and gentlemen, is a big mess, in case you haven't noticed. But the other problem that we have, we as a people, as individuals and as a people, is that our leaders are woefully ignorant. Some of our leaders know, and they deliberately withhold information. They deliberately cover up information. Others don't. Others know, and they just won't tell you. And other leaders are woefully ignorant. Woefully ignorant about life and about how to live life properly. Woefully ignorant. And if you look carefully, we need leaders. We all need someone to lead us. No man is an island, as the line from the poem goes, man is an island. Yes, we are brothers and sisters, and yes, you know, there's a comradeship and friendship and all of that. You know, you have these Hollywood sitcoms of 10, 20 years ago, like Friends or something, where everybody's sitting around the bar and they're all friends and they're all supportive and they all like each other. That's well and good. But it's not enough. We do need leaders. There's no question about it. We need leaders. You need a leader. But if your leaders don't know, if they're ignorant, if they are naive, see, if they pretend they know but they really don't know, or worse yet, they are actually teaching you the wrong information, then you are going to be led to the edge of the abyss. It's that simple. Now, I don't know how to say this forcefully enough. Let's take the example of a family. Somebody has to be in charge. Okay? You can't have everybody in charge. Somebody has to be in charge, and ideally it ought to be father. But when father is weak, when father is not there, when father is gone, when there's no father, then mother has to be in charge. Okay? Now, if mother is a very, very wise woman, very thoughtful and a very wise woman, you know, like Ruth, for example, in the Bible, somebody of great wisdom, or like some grandmas used to be, old-fashioned grandma or aunt, had a lot of wisdom. Their own life, you know, was impeccable, honorable, no mistakes, no STDs, no divorces, see, no drugs, no alcohol, no improper eating habits. Their life was clean and wholesome and good and wise and thoughtful and absolutely 100% respectable. See? That person would be able to advise you properly on how to live. But where do you find such a person anymore? Where do you find someone who has led an impeccable life? See? Where do you find the grandma that doesn't have STDs and doesn't gossip and doesn't have her own skeletons in the closet and boyfriends and affairs and foolishness? See? So therefore, how can the family be led properly with father gone?
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Welcome. And how about fathers? Some months ago, I posted a blog, and it was entitled The Sins of Americans. You remember, there were the seven sins of the ancient world, and it was gluttony, sloth, greed, I can't remember them all, but there were seven of them. And then Mahatma Gandhi came up with a list of seven sins of people. And it was wealth without principle. I forget what they were, but they were very good. Well, I came up with my own list, and one of the seven on my list of the sins of the American people as individuals was the failure of fathers. That was one of them, the failure of fathers. And another one, incidentally, now that I think of it, was pretending to know. Pretending to know. Another one was not being interested in finding out the truth. Another one was pretense, putting on a show, pretending. See? So we've got to have leaders, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to have leaders. And our leaders are, if they are not, as I said, taking advantage and withholding information for their own personal aggrandizement, well, then if they are foolish. So who are our leaders then? Well, we have college professors, we have experts, we have pundits on television. We have news anchors and so-called news reporters. And we have, who else do we have? We have a lot of those types of experts. We have, counselors and advisors and so on. But let's suppose, for example, that you have a professor or a teacher, an instructor. That's another misnomer. If you go to a junior college, for example, and you have an instructor there, undoubtedly with a master's degree, perhaps, that person is not a professor. But we say, oh, professor. He is not a professor. She is not a professor. He's an instructor or a lecturer. Not a professor. But be that as it may, you have instructors and so on. Now suppose that an instructor or a counselor or someone who's teaching you, supposedly teaching you something about life or teaching you so you can be a counselor, an instructor, or some kind of an expert yourself. Suppose that instructor doesn't believe in God. Is an atheist or an agnostic. See, so they don't have it right from the get-go. They don't even get the first base. See, they don't even make it to first base, not even to square one. Back to square one, like in the game. You throw the dice, you end up in the wrong spot. Then you have to go all the way back, like in Parcheesi, what is it? You roll three fives in a row, I can't remember, but then you have to go all the way back. See? So it's back to that person that doesn't even get one plus one right, see? Not even one plus one. Or they believe in global warming or climate change, see? Or they think communism is wonderful. They call themselves a progressive or something, and they think communism or socialism is wonderful, even though the evidence is before their eyes, what it did to Russia and to Vietnam and to China and to North Korea, and so on. So they have all these wrong ideas. See? And there's so many others I could mention. So if they are totally without a clue as far as the most basic and most important things in life, they're clueless, then they are bogus. See? Whatever they say is not backed up by understanding. See, they don't have any common sense, no understanding, no wisdom. So what kind of a leader is that? See? And I could go right down the line. So you have a society being led by, I was going to say, fools. Well, doesn't it say in the Bible, the fool says in his heart, there is no God? Well, okay, I didn't say it, the Bible said it. Well, you say, I don't believe in the Bible. Well, see, I can see when something is true. I see it. I have common sense. I understand that I got the basics right. I got the 1 plus 1 equals 2. See, so I'm off. I made it to first base. So if the Bible says that, and I see for myself that it's true, then I know it's true. See, in other words, what does it say? Out of the mouths of babes, if a little tiny child says something and it's true, and I see that it's true, then I know it's true. And if a terrible person comes along and says something is true, if it's true, it's true. See, the example I always give, you're walking down the street, and here comes Hitler. I'm just trying to pick someone that we all, most people, although probably some fools think he's a wonderful person, but or some fools don't think he was a terrible person. They think, well, we really, really don't know. He was just doing his thing. What's right for him is right for him. But, you know, most people have at least enough sense to realize that Hitler wasn't a nice person. So the example that I always give, I'm just trying to pick someone that everybody can agree is not a nice person. So we're walking down the street and here comes Hitler. And Hitler says, your shoe is untied. And if I look and my shoe is untied, I'll say, well, thank you very much, Hitler. And I'll tie my shoe. See, it doesn't matter that he's not a nice person. If what he says is true, it's true. So if the Bible says the fool says in his heart there is no God, then it's true because I see that it's true, okay? So you better look at who your leaders are. Otherwise, you're going to be led to the abyss. I shall be back after this announcement.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, our leaders are so dumb today, so foolish, so misguided, so selfish, so ignorant. You know, you have parents who, I don't even want to go into how foolish they are. You know, you have Christians, for example, and a large percentage of them just march their kids off to public school. Public school is godless. See, they eliminate every vestige, every mention of God or the name of Christ. Now if some nice, some student tries to say a little prayer and accidentally says Jesus' name in the prayer, why, the principal rushes forward and unplugs the microphone to make sure that it wouldn't be said. See, so what kind of leader is that? See, what kind of a leader is that? So, what's the matter with these Christians? I don't know what's with them. But another example, you have parents that send their kids to sleepovers. You know, send little kids to a stranger's house, some friend's house for a sleepover. They don't know who's there, what the kids are doing. It's a dumb idea. It's an idea. You know. But if the parent doesn't see that it's a dumb idea, then what kind of a leader is that? See? Well, so I could just go right down the list. Those are just such simple. Those are just very basic and simple examples. There are far more dangerous things, far more subtle things that I could mention. But it's pointless because, you know, either you see that you know, a leader is clueless, or you don't. And if you see that the leader is clueless, then what do you do? Well, you just don't follow that leader. Find a leader who is worthy of being followed. See, but where do you find such leaders? Somebody who has common sense and understanding. See, and so what has happened then? See, what has happened is that we as a people have been seduced by wrong ideas. See, you remember in the Garden of Eden, the serpent came along and see, I can see that the Garden of Eden story is true. I can see that Adam and Eve is true because I see it happening over and over again, you know, between men and women, and in each new generation, you see the same, you see the men failing, see, and you see the family going to rack and ruin because through the failing of the father. So I can see that it's true. I don't believe it because the Bible says so. I believe it because I see that it's true. You got it? All right. So as I was saying, in the Garden of Eden, the serpent came along and he approached Eve. If the serpent had approached Adam and said, "Hey, man, hey, why don't you, you know, try this apple here?" Then Adam would have said, "Now, wait just a minute now. What's going on? Who are you? Let me go check with my father. Let me go check and see what he has to say about this." See, it would have been too obvious. So instead, the serpent approached Eve. Then Eve approached Adam and said, "Well, you know, did he really say we shouldn't eat of it? But if we do, I mean, you'd be a big man. You'd be a real man if you tried it, you know." But all he had to do was say no. All he had to do was say no, Eve. Father says we mustn't have that apple. But he didn't. He fell for the seduction. So look today. People are falling for the same old lie. They're falling for one variation of the lie after another. But once you fall for the lie, you become subject to the lie. You become a slave of the lie and the source of that lie. Please listen to this announcement. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. And I've taken it to a new level, online counseling with a pastor, or pastoral counseling. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you need confidential counseling or ultra-confidential counseling? In other words, you don't want a record following you around. You want to talk to somebody, but you don't want it to, you don't want other people to know about, especially if you live in a small town where everybody knows everybody. Do you have issues, mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there is a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can talk to me in a couple of different ways. First of all, we have for a set fee, you can talk to me for 15 minutes, half an hour, by Skype, by phone, or live chat. All you need to do is go to my website and you'll get all the information right there. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, from the convenience of your home, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to drive anywhere, right from the convenience of your home or office, then go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. Look forward to hearing from you. I'm back. Now, I'm like you could almost say I'm kind of like Santa Claus. Santa Claus is a very nice person. He's very wise, and he loves people. And I think we'd all agree he's a good guy. If you went to Santa Claus and you said, Santa Claus, should I go ahead and take this drug, street drug or something like that? Santa would say, no. And you say, oh, come on. And Santa would say, absolutely not. Santa can my kids go to a sleepover at this stranger's house and never met them before, but I think they're okay. And can they go stay over there overnight? And Santa would say, absolutely not. Your children must stay at home with you and sleep safely and snuggled in their beds. Oh, okay. Thank you, Santa. See? So he's very... he's very directive. He's very no-nonsense. See? But he has a twinkle in his eye. That's the point wanted to get at. He has a twinkle in his eye. If you want to do something really dumb and really stupid and really dangerous, Santa will say, absolutely not. But he has a twinkle in his eye. He means it. But he's not mean and angry. You see what I mean? You see how you can be firm without being angry, firm without being mean, firm without being resentful? Well, that's the way Santa is. Well, that's the way I am. See, I'm your true friend. See, I really don't have any friends in the world. Well, I have my family. I have my family, and I have acquaintances. But, the buddy-buddy system and how you doing and going out and... drinking together and bowling and drinking and playing cards and drinking and laughing it up and going to ball games and yelling and screaming and drinking. And see, if I were that way, then I wouldn't be able to help you. See, I cannot be supported. Because the problem with being with too much socialization, socializing, is that you end up supporting everything that's wrong with that person. See, that's why in the military, the rule has always been no fraternizing with the troops. No fraternizing with the troops. So I have to be a little bit separate, and I have to speak to you directly, but I'm your friend.
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with a meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, well, I'm your friend. I told you the truth. Our leaders are clueless at best. Deceptive and misleading, deliberately so at worst. At worst. So if you're a dad, if you're a mom, you know, if you're a teacher, if you're anything at all, get a clue. You know, splash some cold water in your face and it's time for a wake-up call. And get with reality, see? And stop pretending to know when you don't know. And get some backbone and start living nobly and throw your drugs and your pornography away.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.